That is an old song, "I Want to Stroll Over Heaven with You." But it's a beautiful old song. Amen? And you know, they're singing that, and I was sitting there, and I was looking back over the crowd here, and I just thought, "Lord, I want to stroll over heaven with each and every one of them one day." In my ministry, I've seen many come and I've seen many go. But you know, God is still the same today. And I hope this morning, those that's listening in, those that are here, I hope you've done prepared to meet the Lord. If you haven't, today would be a good day to do it. You might say, well, I think I might just wait till tomorrow or next Sunday and do it. The way things are looking, Jesus, I believe, can come any time. They may not be a tomorrow for you. There's a lot of people out there yesterday. But today, there wasn't no tomorrow for them. We know that our days are numbered. And we know when that number is called, we're going to leave here. Whether we want to go or whether we don't want to go, we're going to leave here. Don't let the devil tell you you're a young person and you're in good health. Just wait till you get to be 80 years old or whatever before you get saved. And the devil will tell you that. But I can tell you this. God said He was a liar and the father of liars. The Bible says the devil is the accuser of the brother and the sister. You know, today that we're living in these times, people are getting so stressed out. Me and my brothers talked the other day. They're going into anxiety, nervous breakdowns, suicidal. And we're living in a time that has fallen to Satan to destroy you if you will allow it. Now, if you're here this morning, I want you to know that Jesus is still Jesus. I want you to today is not the day to do as the world's doing. Matter of fact, a lot of people are doing it today. They're pointing fingers here and pointing fingers there, Brother Mike. They're blaming this one for this and that. They're blaming that one for this and that. They're blaming others because they are not happy. They're not enjoying life the way that they used to enjoy it. So because they have got out of line with God, they are miserable. And because they're miserable, they want everybody else to be miserable. But I got news this morning. I still believe what I believe. And I still am going to enjoy what time I have left. I'm going to enjoy it serving the Lord. Amen. Because I've never found a friend, and I've had some good ones, but I've also had enemies. I've never had an enemy as bad as the one that I have now, which is Satan. But I've never had a friend, and I've had some good ones, Mike. Your dad was one of them, one of my best. But as good as he was, and as good as a lot of friends that I've had, I've never found a friend like Jesus. The Bible says He will stick with you closer than a brother. How many believe that this morning? Stand with me as I read a little bit here this morning. And you might say, well, I believe you preached it before. I've preached from this chapter before, but I've never preached this message before. But I'm going to with the help of the Lord this morning. And so, I'm not going to read a lot. I'm just going to read a verse or two here. And St. John chapter 8. And I just want to read. I'm going to start reading there. Well, I'm not going to read, but I'm just going to start reading verse 1. How's that? Chapter 8, verse 1. And the Bible said, if you found it, say amen. Amen. All right. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning, He came again into the temple. And all the people came unto Him, and He sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto Him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto Him, Master, or Jesus, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Verse 5, now Moses and the law commanded us. Listen what the law done. It said, the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? Verse 6, they said, this they said, tempting Him, meaning Jesus, that they might have to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down and with His finger wrote on the ground as though He heard them not. So when they continued asking Him, He lifted up Himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Did you get that? And again He stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Verse 10, when Jesus had lifted up Himself and saw none but the woman, He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath condemned thee? And verse 11, she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, as you sit on the throne this morning and you look down on this world that you have built and the people that you put in it, Lord, I know that it must be disappointing to you here today in many places. But Lord, I believe it's pleasing with you this morning because you're looking down upon us right now, Lord. And you have seen people come together in this pandemic, Lord, that's willing to come out, Lord, and trust you, serve you, and to worship you. Father, we pray this morning that as we enter in now to this worship service, Lord, that not I but you, Lord, will be seen, not I but you, Lord, will be heard, because it's not about me, it is for me and for all of us. But God, it's all about you and what you can do this morning and what you will do this morning. Father, we pray this morning, Lord, if there's one here that's lost and still in their sins, Lord, I pray that you will just speak to that heart this morning, Lord. And I pray, God, that they will allow you to come in and be Lord of their life. Father, I pray this morning, if there's one here, Lord, that's troubled in spirit, I pray, God, that you will give them peace this morning. A peace, Lord, that the world don't have. Father, we pray for those this morning that are here. Ask your blessings upon them. Lord, we pray for those that's watching and listening on Facebook and internet and radio. As your word goes forth this morning, we know, God, that you said it. It's your word, Lord. And you said it would not return to you void. But you said it would accomplish that where it was sent to. So, Lord, Now I just ask God, as your servant, you take me and use me, Lord, for your glory and honor. And we will always, Lord, bow our head and give you the thanks and the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. And all God's wonderful people said amen this morning.
Amen.
You know, I've preached this before. I've heard it preached from before. But I was sitting there, and as I began to read it, and you know, that's why the Bible said the half has never been told. It amazes me, and I have heard and other preachers preaching. I've had my Bible, and I have followed along. And some of you teachers and you preachers, you know what I'm saying here, because when you was following along with somebody else that was preaching or teaching, there's always something going to jump out at you, and you're going to say, well, that would be a good message right there. And so, you know, that's why the Word of God is so wonderful. You can never preach it all. If every preacher preached from now to 100 years, they could not preach all of what Jesus Christ has done. But there's always something you can see a little different from what somebody else is saying in a message. But it all comes down to the bottom line. It's all about Jesus and what Jesus can do. But as I read this, and I looked at it and I thought there in verse 7, when I read that, and God just kept sort of speaking to my heart, and I kept going back there. And it said, so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. See, what had happened, the Bible said that Jesus, if you go back over in chapter 7, you would see where Jesus had been in the temple teaching there, the people, and how he had said up there in verse 37 of chapter 7, and he had told them, he said, in the last day of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water. Now, if you go ahead and read that chapter, you can see that some of the scribes and the Pharisees had sent people there into the temple that day to find fault with Jesus. And when they returned back to their leaders of the church there, so to speak, they wanted to know why they didn't bring Jesus. And they said to their masters, said, this man spake like no other. We've heard speech, so to speak. And so the Bible said that Jesus that evening went up into the temple or up into the mountain, the Mount of Olives, early in the morning, and he came down from the mountain again, went back into the same temple, and sat down, and the Bible said, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and he taught them. You know, I read in the Bible, Johnny, where Jesus actually did more teaching than he did preaching. That's why teaching is so important. You've got to have, I know you've got to have all of it to fulfill the gospel. But we see here, Jesus early the next morning went into the temple, and the Bible said to him that all the people came to hear him. You say, all people, all the people that wanted to hear him, but folks never did come out to hear Jesus. You know, that's just like it is today. Everybody that wanted to hear the word of the Lord, they had an opportunity, and they were not sick, and they were able, they have the opportunity, Paul, to go somewhere and to hear the word of God this morning. Now, I said, wow, it was hard to come to his house this morning. My hear the Lord this morning. So that was the way that it was back in those days. There was a crowd of people. The Bible said they came out to hear Jesus, and he sat down and he taught them. But the Bible said there was another kind of people. They was the religious people. And the Bible said the religious people was the one. Amen. The Bible said the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst. So while Jesus was in the temple, teaching and doing the word of the Lord, there was another bunch of people out there nosing around, trying to find fault with somebody else. And you know, if you came into this house this morning looking fault for something, you're going to find it. Amen. But if you're not looking fault for something, only reason you came this morning was to hear the Word of God and help build up His kingdom and get fed with spiritual food that will help you fight the battles this afternoon, tomorrow, and all week long. But here, there's always going to be two kinds of people. There are going to be people that go to church, and there are going to be people that's not going to go to church. And even though there's people that go to church, there's some people that don't come for the right reason. They come to find Paul. Let me tell you something this morning, friend. The Bible says where there's envy and strife and jealousy and all of these things in the house of God, the Bible said that it shouldn't be so. Amen. Because if that's not what a church is about, a church is about loving one another, serving one another, and sharing with one another. God didn't call me this morning to come in here and to condemn anybody. He didn't call me to come in here and judge anybody. He didn't call me to come in here and point fingers at you and you and you this morning and accuse you of anything. He called me to come in here and tell somebody that Jesus loves you and He will forgive you of your sins. He will heal you of your infirmities because He loves you, slick. He didn't come to condemn. The Bible said in John chapter 3, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can somebody say amen? But He went ahead and said, I sent not my Son into the world to condemn you, but I sent my Son into the world to give His life for you, that you may have eternal life. Somebody give God a praise in here this morning. Hallelujah. I've come to worship the Lord. I don't know what you come to do. I come to praise Him for another week that I've survived the battles out there. I've come to lift Him up. And if I'm the only one, then I'm going to lift Him up, Paul. Amen. We say that's all He's got so much to praise Him for. And I'll tell you what, sometimes we'll sit back and we'll just barely get our hand up like we ain't got nothing to thank God for. Instead of jumping up and saying, I've got everything to thank God for. I praise Him that I got up this morning. I praise Him for another night that I went through. When I laid down last night, I didn't know where my eyes would open this morning, this old world or not. I didn't know where I'd be at church this morning or not. But let me tell you something. When I went to bed last night, Mike, and I know my eyes wasn't open down here, I was going to see the face of Jesus. Hallelujah this morning. That's what it's all about, friends. We've got to get our mindset. We've got to get our mind made up that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, we're going to take a stand for the Lord. I'm not going to run off somewhere in a corner and hide. Amen. Because of this, I want to tell you, friend, there are people out there today that is allowing themselves to be starved to death during this time. I'm going to tell you, if you're hungry, Jesus said, I've got it. I've got a place you're going to find it. You may as well say, well, you ain't going to find it in the dance halls. You ain't going to find it in the honky-tonks. You ain't going to find it a lot of places. But I'll tell you where you can find it at. You can find it in the house of God. Amen. Because that's where God's going to be, is in His house this morning. Let me get back here. And the Bible says they brought it to Him a woman that was taken in adultery. And the Bible said, when they had set her in the midst, they said unto Him, Master, or Jesus, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law, he commanded us that such should be a stone. But what sayest thou? They said this tempting the Lord. See my wife is saying here, they didn't bring her just in there. Amen, to get her help. They used her to try to find fault with Jesus and to blame Jesus for it. And the Bible said when he set her in the midst, Brother Mark, the Bible said, then they said, well, now Moses in the law, let me tell you something. They just didn't know what he's talking about because Jesus was the law. God was the law. And he said it may have been that way under the Mosaic law. But let me tell you, we're not under the law here in this scripture this morning. We're here under grace this morning. And God, He didn't change the law or He didn't destroy the law. But the Bible said He come, Brother Mark, to fulfill the law. And He turned hate to love. Amen. He changed murder to forgiveness. And so here it was. They was telling Him, they was still stuck back on what Moses had. They didn't worry about what Moses said. Moses said, adultery, you take a woman out and stone her to death. But if you study it, it was all right for a man to do it, but not for a woman. I got news for you, church. When the Old Testament come and grace come, the woman had the same rights as a man did. Amen. But the Bible says here, see, that's the way people are. They like to pick and nick Brother Paul until they find something because they're miserable. They want you to be miserable. I got news for you. You can just pick on me all you want to, but I ain't going to be miserable. Amen. I'm going to serve the Lord with all my heart this morning. Where anybody likes, where they don't. I've had people say, I don't really like you, preacher. I say, I can't help that. I love you. They ain't going to get me to boiling. They ain't going to get my mind sidetracked. I'm not going to fall into their trap. See, they wanted Jesus here, try to trap Him here. And the Bible said, this they said, tempting Jesus, that they might have Him. But Jesus is too smart for them. Sometimes when people's picking and lying on you and accusing you, the best thing to do is just not say nothing. So that's all the devil wants, to get an argument started. Amen? That's all he wants, is to get an argument started with you. And the devil got to let a lot of people out there throw a lot of stuff at you. But notice what Jesus said. Jesus didn't say nothing. But Jesus stooped down, and with His finger He wrote on the ground, just as though He heard them not. In other words, He was sort of ignoring them. What He was really doing was setting them up for the kill. You ever notice Jesus sometimes, Tracy, He'll set people up. Oh, He'll build them up, let them think they're really something, then boom, all at once He'll tear their little house down. That's what He's about to do to these scribes and Pharisees. And He wrote on the ground. So when they continued asking him, them people didn't give up. Sometimes people will get something against you and they won't give up. They won't forget it. They won't forgive it. They're nothing else. They keep wanting to hang on to it. And they just live a miserable, miserable life. Don't let them get you into it. If you ask forgiveness and they don't forgive you, you go on serving the Lord and you go on doing your best and let them worry about it. Don't give them a key to lock up your blessing and your joy in the Lord. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and he said unto them, he that is without sin, you cast the first stone at her. You cast the first stone at her. If that sunk in, say amen. Amen. Here this bunch of hypocrites, I'll call them. Oh, you say, well, Ralph, they were scribes and Pharisees. They're the church leaders. I don't care what they was. Jesus called them hypocrites, so can I call them that? Amen. And so Jesus told them. He looked around at them. I got to get out of this pulpit. Are you awake, Mark? Mm-hmm. So Jesus told them. He said, any of you, remember he had a church service going. They was preaching people there wanting to hear him. And these people come in and interrupted their church service. Trying to find fault with Jesus. They probably thought, boy, we'll take this woman down there and them church people in there. We'll show them who's who here. See, the scribes and Pharisees, they like to run everything. They like to hang things on you. They like to hang the laws on you. They like to tell you what to do. But then the Bible says they didn't do them themselves. You know, that's the way a lot of preachers are today. They're telling you how to live, but they're not living it the way they're saying. That's the way a lot of teachers is doing. That's the way a lot of Christian people are doing today. They like to look at you and tell you what you're doing wrong. But they don't like to look in the mirror and ask themselves, what am I doing wrong?
Exactly.
You know, the Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Amen. The Bible says we're not perfect. If you are looking this morning, and you've come here thinking that this is a perfect church, I got news for you. You might as well have to leave because it's not perfect here. You say, well, where can I find a perfect church? According to the Bible, you ain't going to find one. There's always going to be two or three, four or five people just like these scribes and Pharisees. That's going to come griping about everything, Brother Mike. Going to come pointing fingers at you and pointing out your wrong. But they never look in the mirror and point at theirself and see what their wrong's in. But I like the way Jesus done it. What about you there, brother? You want to be first? Come on up here. Step up here. That rock you got in your hand, come on up here. People like to be first in a lot of things. You come on up here. Now there she is. Let her have it. Let her have it. Now who wants to be the next one to be first? Come on up here. Come on up here. Here this little woman is. She ain't got no rock. She ain't going to throw back at you. She ain't going to do nothing. Look at her sitting there. With her head down. Sitting there with her head down and crying. Come on up here. All of you get up. All of you throw the rock at the same time. Stoner. Yeah, stone her. That's a thing to do with her. Don't forgive her, but stone her to death. Woo, listen to this. He said, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. But look at what he done in verse 8. He said, and again he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. He said what he had to say and then he went back to his business. Woo, glory to God. Now, listen to this. And they which heard it, being what? Being convicted of their own conscience. That's what the Word of God will do, ain't it? That's what the Word of God will do. God won't point fingers at you or somebody else. If you're in the wrong, you'll be the one to know about it, not them. And they was convicted after Jesus told them, well, she's guilty. You say she's guilty. Cast the first stone. Who wants to throw the first one? Come on up here after Jesus gave them an opportunity to do it. The Bible said they all began to leave. The eldest plumb down to the least. They all left. Can you imagine them old rocks was heavier than they was when they went out and they was when they came in? I got a feeling some of them had carried them in, didn't carry them out. I believe he left them laying right there in the church after taking a look at herself. And so the Bible said, and they which heard it were convicted of their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. I believe those was already there, I believe they was also convicted of something, because the Bible said they all left. Sometimes, you know, you've got to spend time with just you and Jesus alone. Amen. You've got to spend time with just you and Jesus. If you don't, and sometimes, have you ever know, you ever been sitting in church and something will catch your eye that's going on in the church across that hall or in front or behind you? And you'll get wrapped up in what's going on and you'll forget everything about what Jesus is up here saying. You ever done that? I've done it. See, the devil, he's awful easy to contract our voices. But they all begin to leave. In verse 10, and when Jesus had lifted up himself and he saw none but the woman, I like this. He said unto her, woman, he said, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned you? In other words, when he got up off of Brighton on the ground, he looked around, there wasn't nobody in there but him and the woman. He said, woman, where'd them accusers go that wanted to kill you, wanted to stone you to death? Where they at? I don't see any of them. What'd the woman say? Lord said, I have none. And Jesus said unto her, woman, who are those accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Neither do I condemn thee. Go. I didn't come this morning to condemn you. These teachers this morning didn't come to condemn you. These singers didn't come to condemn you. Nobody came this morning to condemn one another. There's a lot of finger pointing going on today. There's things going on right in my church here that I really don't know what it is. But it seems like some people so easily allows the devil to discourage them, and show them a pretty picture somewhere else down the road. I don't know what it is. But I know this much. I know that God has been good to me, and He's been good to you. And I know, been a lot of places, Brother Paul, and I evangelized across the country, a lot of churches. And not bragging and boasting on this in town, and not because it's my home church when I used to go to a lot of others. But Mike, this is the best one I've found that suits me. Now, it may not suit others, and evidently it don't, because sometimes they up and go. But it suits me. Suits me. Amen. Because there is a lot of love here. It's not perfect. Not perfect. But we know how to forgive one another.
Amen.
We know that. And the Bible says if we can't forgive one another, then God can't forgive us of our sins. That little woman, man, that just touched my heart. When Jesus said, "Where are thine accusers?" She said, "Lord, I have none." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn thee, knowing sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee." Jesus is, how many believe Jesus is in the house right now? Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord right now so strong. Stand with me. Y'all come to... You may have been condemned. You may have, for the life you've lived, the things you've done, and maybe the things you're even doing. You may be... You may be here and you may be looking down on yourself because people look down on you and people's told you and called you an old drunk. I've been there. I know what the people does out there. Called you an old drunk, called you an old nothing, you know, and an old this and an old that, and points fingers and condemns you. Well, you've been in the wrong crowd of people. If you're here this morning, you're in a crowd of people that's not going to condemn you. They're not going to point their finger at you. But they're going to love you and they're going to invite you to come this morning and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Head bowed and eye closed. Be a praying. Don't put it off tomorrow what you can do today. do that either. But I know that man that can. Looking around.